Hey, Blaze, very sorry I missed this one. I always say every once in a while go back and scroll through all the different topics, make sure I didn't miss anything. And this one obviously got missed really poorly. So first off, just a little housekeeping. If you ever ask a question like this and it's not replied to within 24 hours, go ahead and reply to your own comment and just write bump or back to the top or whatever, and it will go to the latest feed. Because again, every once in a while we just have a flood of questions and it just gets bumped off that latest feed and I miss it. So first off, my apologies for that. Second off, the short answer for me here is no, I don't think it's beneficial. I've spent a lot of time, and this is coming from someone that used to foam roll and lacrosse ball and do all the self everything. Now, the one little asterisk I'll say overall, if it's something you just find relaxing, you know, and maybe it's something you do at the end of a session just to kind of, you know, cool down, or like I said, literally just relax, you're doing it relatively, you know, gentle, you're not just wailing away on yourself, then it's probably no big deal. But the only benefit of it, I don't think there's any real tissue benefit. It would basically just be, it's relaxing. And again, relaxing is good, but are you changing tissue? In my opinion, no. Can you potentially make some temporary changes? So with, like, you know, the self-myofascial release, the trigger points, you know, I do think trigger points are a thing, meaning that you can find certain spots that if you stay on with a certain amount of pressure long enough, you can actually have a muscle release. So I'm not saying that's bad as well either. I mean, I've done that, you know, with myself, with clients, with my wife. Every once in a while, she'll get like a tension headache or something. And if I can get in and just do a trigger point, certain spots on her trap, I can get that, you know, tension headache to let off. That being said, it's always temporary. And now that's not bad at all, right? Sometimes that's enough for, again, if I can just let that, you know, tension headache release and she gets some relief for a few hours and then basically sleeps in a good position and her body can just continue to relax overall like it would have, then that's still beneficial. But whatever the tissue situation was going on there, you know, basically your body will revert to wherever it was eventually. So if you do a trigger point, you're not making any permanent change in tissue. And with all the self-myofascial release and all that kind of stuff, you can't release fascia. There are a lot of people that do work with adhesions. You know, even what adhesions are, how you diagnose them, you have to be, you have to be qualified to diagnose. So like physical therapist, chiropractor, doctor. And then to treat them, it is nothing like what you would do with self-myofascial release. So all that is done with, you know, just gently rolling over stuff or wailing straight in at a 90 degree angle. You know, your body responds to tension in the same way you actually place tension through your muscles with training. So it's going to be basically along the muscle fibers in the same direction the fibers are running, not pressing in hard at a 90 degree angle. So lots of times you have to have a tool. It's actually a relatively gentle process. And I've, again, seen some well-qualified people that can do that. But again, it's not from wailing away with a foam roller or something, which again, in my opinion, makes absolutely no permanent lasting change. And if you did it too hard, in my opinion, which again, I've done in the past, you can probably actually cause more inflammation, which could potentially limit recovery or cause more problems with making progress. So hopefully that helps. And again, same as everything, just trying to give you a detailed answer. It might sound like I'm saying it's bad, which I didn't say. I'm basically just saying that it doesn't create any permanent change in the tissue in your body. And if you're going to do it, just basically have that expectation. And if you, like I said, there's times when I did it and I wouldn't say that I caused anything negative at all from it. I just kind of like to roll around and it was what it was. And like I said, the biggest thing is if some people find it relaxing, I mean, it could be a good way to calm your body down post-training if you're just doing it relatively gentle. But I don't really think it produces any lasting change.